just a beautiful evening, big barn each.
People ought to do that more often.
Well, I never seen it done before in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never seen that many acorns in my life.
What would people around here call it if you got a lot of rain in just a short time, maybe a couple of inches in an hour, you'd say you had a regular...
Flood. That's what they call it around here. Yeah. They said we had a washout.
A washout?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them say we're gully washes. Right.
I guess that would be a gully wash.
Yeah. I see it that way once in a while. It comes down to behind my house and its bottom, you know, it'd be just washing everywhere.
What if you had a storm where you had a lot of wind and rain and lightning popping around? What kind of storm would you call that?
Well, it's electric storm. We have it here once in a while here too.
Do you?
That's bad storms. I don't like them.
Is it possible to have a storm with just lightning and no rain?
Yeah, we have had them. Just electric. Just nothing but electric storm. And that's a bad thing to be in.
Yes,
sir. I'm scared of them sound storms. I'm scared of lightning. Was you ever in a tornado?
No, ma'am, don't want to be either.
I was right in the edge of one in Jackson. We started Pascagoula. You've been to Pascagoula, haven't you?
Been through it.
We started down there. My daughter lived down there 18 years. And we started down there. And we got to Jackson just... And we could see it on the south side of Jackson. We could see that the tornado was coming up. It was just on the ground, just walking on the ground. And do you know where the university is at, Jackson?
Jackson State.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's where we was at. That's where we got to. Mm-hmm. And we run up beside that university building. We was on the highway. We left the highway. Everybody was getting off the highway. And we went to that university, and a big tree fell down right beside of us at the university. And we could see that stuff all going, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And that underpass over there, you know where that's at, Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, when it was over, it didn't last long. It was all this thing, it was just rolling. It was just rolling like that. I ain't never seen this thing in my life. We sat in the car and watched it, you know. We never did get out of the car. And we went on. Started on the festival and got to that underpass, and they were bringing out dead people from South Jackson. And we stayed there. That was 1 o'clock, and we stayed there at 5 o'clock that evening before we could get to bringing people out, carrying them to the hospital, dead ones, and all kinds of folks. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life.
Had a mess, didn't
it? Oh, it was a mess. It just tore South Jackson up. It was the awfulest thing I ever saw in my life. And you couldn't get a telephone nowhere. We tried to call back to Greenwood to tell them we was all right, because we know the news of the day, you know, about it. We couldn't get a telephone. We couldn't get a telephone to Pascagoula to tell them that we was all right. So they know we was on the way there, you know.
Yes,
and we got to Pascagoula about 1 or 2 o'clock at night. And I saw trailers burning up, just turned over, just burning up. Trailer park and just hit it. Just, I never seen such a mess in all days of my life. That was an awful night. We just never went to bed that night. We were just all too upset.
Yes, sir.
To anything. And we got out there and we couldn't call back to Greenwood to let them know we was all right, you know. I was with my daughter and her husband now, but his people was all in Greenwood, you know. Of course, I had my family all down there with me. I was all right, but he was